This is the Dreamers Podcast, where dreamers share their stories to inspire you. Now, join host Joe Pardo as he interviews a dreamer who's living their dreams.
Welcome to the Dreamers Podcast. I'm your host, Joe Pardo, and today I am interviewing Sterling M. Fulton, who is living her dream through helping others thrive. Welcome to the show, Sterling.
Hi, Joe. It's nice to be here.
Oh, thank you. It's great to have you here. Why don't we get started by giving the audience some background about yourself?
Well, Joe, my journey really started about 3 years ago. I found myself in this situation in which I was facing divorce and also job loss, and everything coincided at the same time. And it was really a very scary time for me. So I was looking for something that would open the door for me to build the life that I wanted to create in the future. And I wasn't really finding it. I was finding a lot of things that would help me address things in the past, maybe to help me to look at where I came from, but not necessarily to help me engage in future thinking, to help me to create something that was meaningful for me in the future. And so I was looking all over for this. I just couldn't find it in the way in which I wanted it. So, Joe, you know what I did? I created it. And that's my business, Your Space to Thrive. I help people to build their life from the inside out instead of the outside in.
Wow. That's wonderful that you're able to turn something negative and turn it into something really positive, and not just for yourself, but for others. What would you say inspires you?
Well, what really inspires me is, you know, people, when they have breakthroughs, they give you that certain look that wow, I didn't know that look. And to me, that's gold. And watching people find themselves, or watching people to really discover something about themselves that they just didn't know, for me, I think that's probably the most inspiration that I could ask for. I mean, it makes my day.
So how did your dream come about? I mean, you mentioned that you were about to go through a divorce and all this negativity was invading your life. And then all of a sudden it happened for you and you were able to turn it into something positive. How did that come about?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny. I've been working. I at the time I was a professional with over 20 years of program management, program development, and grant management experience behind me. I mean, I worked to manage statewide programs. I worked in all various sectors of helping people who were health educators to help them to take their ideas and promote those ideas within their community. So I was trying to figure out, like I said, okay, so I'm able to help people who are working on a statewide level to look at their ideas and to make them into something concrete and substantive. I can help people do that. So one morning, you know, I woke up and I said, whoa, 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 wait a minute, you know, maybe there's something like this, you know, for that you could do on a personal level. And I was thinking, I said, you know, wait a minute, I'm not seeing any of this. So what I decided to do is to take all of that experience. I did a lot of research on what works with relationships, not necessarily what's wrong with relationships, but what works. And I created a 6-step system makes up the foundation of this business, Your Space to Thrive. It works. I beta tested it. I do have a public health background, so, and I am kind of a data geek, you know, so I used all of that, did it, and I found out that not only did it worked beautifully in terms of helping people to really get clear on what it is that they want for their lives, how that impacts others. And I think that's one of the things that I do kind of want to talk about. I have three things that I want to kind of, as we go through this, that I want to talk about that I think would actually be of benefit to the audience who's listening, kind of give them a little bit of the personal Sterling kind of touch as we go through. But everything just kind of came together beautifully. You know, the experience that I had, the watching others kind of unfold and to thrive in their life. And so I just used it to set this foundation of your space to play in, which has been marvelous in helping others to live their dream.
So how was your dream received by your family and your friends when you're like, hey, things are going wrong, I'm going to turn it into something positive? Were they helpful or were they negative towards it?
You know, it's funny. At first, my family was not very happy about, you know, some of the choices that I made. They were not happy about that. My family's pretty conservative. And divorce just wasn't something that happened in my family. And so as a result of that, you know, they were not all that happy with some of those choices. But eventually they came around, and it was really important to me as I went through this process that I create the type of relationship with my ex-husband that was positive. And although I was ending the marriage, I was not ending the family. And to me, that was something that was incredibly important. We have two grown children, and it was something that I never wanted my children to be in a position where they had to choose. They did not ask for the divorce. They did not ask to be in this situation. So I wanted their experience to be something that at least years, I knew it was going to be difficult for them, but at least years down the road, I didn't want them to, you know, bury their head and say, oh my God, mom and dad are in the same room. I can't deal with that. To me, that would have been, that was horrible. And I knew that my family loved my ex-husband. I didn't want to break that either, because that's not fair to them and it's not fair to my ex-husband. So it was eventually, you know, they got over it. They got over it. And they are very supportive of what I'm doing now, extremely supportive of what I'm doing now. And I was blessed to have an amazing group of friends who helped me think through a lot of this. They shared with me initially a book that called Spiritual Divorce. It's by Debbie Ford. And I read that book, and I give that book now away to people who are undergoing the process, because taking a negative situation and turning it into something positive, it is a possibility. So, you know, I consider myself very fortunate in the fact that the people that are surrounding me are positive and uplifting people. As I call it in my coaching, I call it access to your inner sanctum. I'm just very positive that the people who do have access to, you know, my heart and to my inner sanctum are people that are uplifting and people that will help build you up and not tear you down.
So what steps did you take to get started?
As I mentioned before, I do have a background in public health. So one of the first things that I did was I used my own process, my own six-step process to looking at what I wanted to create or the outcomes of what it is that I wanted to create. After I used that, I also interviewed a number of people. I did beta testing. And when I found, after doing all of that, when I got the information back from the work that I initially put out there, I was able to refine the product that I now use. And that process took probably about 6 months. So again, that was the process of interviewing people, of doing beta testing with small groups and individuals, taking the feedback, using that feedback to go back and to do refinements in the process. Doing all of that, it helped to set the foundation of what I have created now and what I'm using now as this process to help others to achieve their dreams.
So were there any roadblocks along the way?
Probably, I hate to say it, but sometimes, you know, in life, we can be our own biggest obstacle. And one of the roadblocks that I found that I was doing is trying to go at it all alone, you know, especially in starting my own business, trying to do this without help from people who have been there before. So the first couple of months, I was trying to do a number of things by myself. And I quickly found out that that was not a good idea and did a course correction. And so, you know, I surrounded myself with people who traveled the road before, and it's made it a lot easier. So making sure that the people that, again, you know, have access to, you know, my heart are people who are positive and building and people who build up. And that's just not in terms of like personal relationships, but also in terms of business relationships as well. And then to make sure that I do the same for them. Sometimes, you know, trying to make sure it's not a one-way street, you know, to return the blessings to others.
So, I mean, you kind of answered my question about how you overcame them. Is there anything you'd like to add to that, though?
Yeah, one of the things I did want to talk about is that one of the processes that sets the foundation of what I do or what I try to help my clients is to see is their the impact of their actions, what that impact has on the other person who's receiving that, what that outcome looks like for them. Kind of taking an empathetic lens on what they do. And I think by using that empathetic lens, it's a hard thing to do, especially kind of when you're in the mix of doing something. It's by not doing that one little thing, taking the impact that your actions have on another person into consideration. It really causes a lot of pain and heartache in relationships. That lack of empathy sometimes is really beneath the conflicts that exist in our day-to-day experiences that we have. And by using that empathetic lens, I mean, one, we increase connections, we increase the comfort that we feel with people, we increase, you know, the assurance and the trust levels that we feel with people. And, you know, I'll give you a good example about what I mean. And I'm hoping that you can relate to this, but if you're with your significant other and your significant other wants you to take out the garbage and you've had a hard, long day and you just didn't take out the garbage, well, there could be an argument that ensues and you're like, why are we arguing over taking out the garbage? Well, often the argument isn't on the fact about taking out the garbage. The argument is about, you know, something much deeper, which could be trust, or it could be an issue of, you know, maybe feeling lack of support or something like that. But you're never able to get to that deeper core issue because the focus is on the impact of the actions towards that person, you know, who didn't get it done. I mean, oh, look what you're doing to me. You didn't take out the garbage like I asked. Instead of asking that underlining message of, hey, wait a minute, let's step back and to look at their experience. And maybe it could be something that's deeper that's happening and addressing things from that level. So, you know, that's one of the key things that I do talk about with my clients, because I think living life through that perspective changes, can actually change relationships and from something that could be conflict driven to something that could actually flourish and to be supportive of, you know, in the long run.
I mean, it all comes back to communication.
Yes.
Talking when things bother you, they need to be talked about, because if they're not talked about, it'll come out, like you said, over stupid things that should just be done anyway because they're the right thing to do, like taking out the trash.
Right. Well, you know, and not being afraid of being vulnerable. Not being able to afraid to really discuss the deeper feelings around something instead of just discussing the opinion around something, a more removed level than that, but really kind of getting in there and talking about the underlining driving feelings that we all experience, you know, the fears that we have or the discomfort that we have, being really open and willing to share those feelings with another person and asking for support when we need it. You know, we're just not taught to do these things. And, you know, I mean, lately there's been a lot of discussions about it. Like Brené Brown has talked about it quite a bit in her books. There's another, Dr. Sue Johnson has talked about it in a lot of her books, like Love Sense, which is one of her books that just got released. But these people, they've been talking about vulnerability and opening up. That's one of the key factors in helping relationships become something that could be, like I said, conflict driven to something that could help thrive and to be actually a place in which you find respite in another person instead of you're kind of running away from it. So it's a possible ability to do with another person. It takes practice, but it also takes a willingness to kind of be in touch with who you are at your core.
So has there been any parts of your dream that haven't quite worked out?
I'm just starting. So that's really kind of hard for me to answer at this point. Things are going slower than I'd like, but it's catching on and doors are opening and it's the journey has been wonderful, wonderful, actually. I've got a long-term vision of my business, not just the short-term vision. And I'm going through what most small businesses go through in the beginning. So no, I wouldn't say. One interesting thing is that I have, and I encourage others to look at life this way. It's kind of when you hit those roadblocks and challenges is to see the good in them and learn from them. And then when you get over them, you know, use those lessons to set the foundation for the next steps that you're going to take. So I do try to live my life from that level. And so I don't typically see some of the mistakes that I've made as a bad thing necessarily, because sometimes it's been the best thing that could potentially ever happen to me. You know, be careful what you wish for, that kind of thing. So.
Well, there's always a lesson to be learned.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
So if you were stranded on a deserted island with your family, what three things would you want to have with you?
Oh, what three things? Well, let's see. Oh, the first thing I would love to have is my Kindle with all the current books I have on it and like an electricity supply. So
well, perpetual battery works.
Yes, or perpetual battery. Exactly. Exactly. The next thing that I'd want to have is a supply of paints and craft supplies. I'm a kind of crafty painter kind of person. And my dog. You know? So yeah, those three things. My Kindle so I can read, paint and craft supplies so I could create things. And along with my family, you know, get my family to create things with me. And then my dog, because, you know, she's kind of cool. Although she's, you know, I don't think of it as a thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, I would count that as part of your family if you wanted to, if you had something else.
That means I have to come up with another one. Let's see. Oh, something that I've always kind of wanted. Well, I think it's something I've always wanted to do. And if I'm stranded on an island, I have lots of time to learn, is I think I take my guitar. I bought a guitar and it's at home in the corner and I haven't started guitar lessons. So I think I would take that because, you know, that would give me something new to learn. So that'd be exciting, you know.
So what do your dreams for the future look like?
Oh my gosh. My future is just bright and blissful. You know, right now, my dreams for the future looks like this will be a thriving business. It's not a business that's just going to stay with me alone. The way I'm structuring the business now, I want to expand it so that I can bring others on board to participate with in the process, because I think it, you know, like I said, I know it works, and I'd love to kind of get it out to share with as many people as I possibly can. I am looking for enhanced relationships with my friends, with my family. It's just an amazing, amazing, bright future. I clearly see that.
Is there any last thoughts you'd like to share with the audience before we go?
One last thought that I'd like to share with the audience is just to ask them to make sure is when they are doing things that they learn to identify what their core values are or what's really important to them. And then once they identify what those core values are, making sure that they make decisions from each of those core values, because it's so important. Because what happens often is sometimes when we make decisions about things, we do so reactionary. And when we do that, sometimes they don't align with who we are, you know, as individuals. And I'll give you a perfect example of that. Not to pick on attorneys, but attorneys are kind of easy to pick on, you know, attorney jokes. But, you know, if you're an attorney and one of your core values is family, spending lots of time with your family, one of the things that you don't want to do is to join a firm in which it's expected that you work 80 to 100 hours a week, you know, doing billable hours. You don't want to do that, especially, like I said, if your core value is family, it's going to take you away from your family. And it's going to eventually cause heartache and conflict. You know, whether or not it causes disharmony within your family life itself, you know, I don't know that, but it could potentially cause disharmony within yourself. You know, when that happens, you're going to do things to try to heal that disharmony, which often turns out to be kind of negative. I mean, some negative ways that we heal, you know, we try to heal ourselves. But a lot of this can be avoided if we make decisions that come from our core values. So if we know what our core values are, if we make decisions based upon those core values, and we hold fast to those, I think those things, and we also teach our children to do that as well. I just think it's an invaluable thing to do. And on my website, which is www.yourspacetothrive.com, I have up a core values like lesson, which your listeners can do is they can just go and access that core values lesson.
Awesome. I would like to try that out myself to see where I land. So is there any other Facebook or other websites you'd like to plug?
Yeah, absolutely. The business is Your Space to Thrive. So the website is www.yourspacetothrive.com. I am also on Facebook. So please like me on Facebook. What I've done is monthly on Facebook, I'll have campaigns that are running at a certain time. So if you kind of go through your feed, or you can actually go to the Your Space to Thrive Facebook page, I have a lot of articles that are posted on there about particular topics. So back in June, I have articles about Father's Day. I've had the whole month of June as a relationship, you know, because June is the month of love. So I have articles about how to strengthen your relationships, you know, from some of the top experts like Dr. Sue Johnson and Dr. John Gottman. Again, people who look at building and creating, not necessarily looking at the past. So, you know, there's a lot of value within that. I'm on LinkedIn and Twitter as well. The LinkedIn site is under me, Sterling M. Fulton. So you can get to know a little bit about my background and what I bring into the process through that. So, yes, so please come visit my website. I have a free gift that I offer through my website. And it's an ebook called 3 Secrets to Helping You Thrive in the Life of Your Dreams. You know, access that and get that free book. Along with it comes like discussion cards and conversation starter cards, which are discussion cards, as well as weekly emails that you will receive about inspirational positive and positive thoughts. So, you know, I like giving away a lot of value to people because I think it's just love sharing. Hoping your listeners will do that and get a lot from it.
I hope so, too. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show, Starling. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me. And I just love the idea of helping people to see their dreams and inspiring people to, you know, kind of just go for it, you know, building their life from the inside out and not the outside in.
It's not easy, but somebody's got to do it. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Dreamers Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Dreamers Podcast. Join us on Facebook at facebook.com/Dreamers Podcast. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on the Dreamers Podcast, please send an email to j@jpar.co. This podcast is copyright 2014 by jpar.co.